Hey, folks, we've been talking about violence kind of affecting us everywhere, but what about a bus? You ever thought about that one? So here's the setup. Average day, a passenger decides he wants off, driver won't let him off. Passenger pulls a weapon. He then approaches the driver, who is also armed. The driver sees the threat and begins firing. Look at the number of rounds that were fired, folks. And you're riding the bus. What do we do now? Well, there's a couple things I want to point out to you. Number one is if you're in the back of a bus, you have some distance from what's going on up front, but you better think about where you're sitting on that bus if you can. Because stuff like this happens in seconds. You've heard me say this time and time again. You better know where the exits are wherever you are. Because statistically, those that identify second, third, and fourth exits, they're 90% more likely to survive. So the reality is that for you and I, we don't know when violence is going to break out. And let's take a look at this again. Obviously, if you're watching body language, you're noticing that the passenger is getting angry. You then see him pull a gun. You're in the back. You're watching this happen. Well, now you're in a position to start moving before anything happens. Where are you moving to? To exits. Now the driver's trying to stop the bus in the middle of a gunfight. Folks, it doesn't get much worse than that. But I just want to give you three simple things to think about. Number one is always, restaurant, wherever you are, put your phone away. Pay attention to what's going on around you and focus on where are the exits. Remember, the greatest question you can ask yourself if you want to be prepared for any crisis that comes up is the question of what would I do if way before that crisis occurs. In other words, you're mentally training your mind. You're constantly saying, what would I do if? Because when you work through that scenario, your brain is amazing. It begins to store, create and store emergency files. And we talk a lot about that with law enforcement and the military, the power of pre-planning, having the plan already in your brain, because in the Secret Service, we would constantly talk about that action is quicker than reaction. In other words, if you have a plan and a bad guy's trying to figure out their plan, you're likely going to win if you can execute it well, quickly, and efficiently. So in this case, a gunfight breaks out. It happens just like that. Multiple rounds, rounds flying everywhere. What you don't see if you watch the rest of the story is the guy who instigated it by pulling out a weapon. He's shot. He's trying to crawl off the back. The driver actually chases him and fires additional rounds. So the gunfight is not over. And for you, it's important to recognize, where can I go to stay out of that crossfire? Remember, your first move down is usually a good move because it creates a smaller target. But then you've got to get to an exit. Well, here's where we talk about the mental stuff again. If you've identified an exit, if you know that some of those windows, they're emergency exits. If you pictured in your mind how to open them and jump out, is that a good call? Maybe in this case, it's a great call, but you got to decide in seconds. The other thing about buses is some have emergency rear doors. Here's what we know. If you're not trained, if you're not thinking about exits, 90% of the people go to the place where they came in. Well, in this case, that'd be a disaster. If you ran to the front, you'd be running right towards the gunfight. So again, folks, it's where the mental training comes in. It's where the practical, what would I do if? Also, you know, buses have roof hatches, and I'm not suggesting that in this case, but it could be an option, especially if the bus is somehow crashed or turned over. But here's the bottom line, folks. You have to know where you are too, because if you're going to activate 911, you got to be able to tell the dispatcher where you are. Why? The bus driver's not going to do it. He's in the middle of a gunfight. Oh, by the way, Now it's happened. You have wounded people, maybe innocent wounded people around you. Do you know how to care for them? Do you know how to apply tourniquets? Do you know how to apply pressure bandages to reduce or slow or even stop the bleeding? Because if you do, you may save their life. And there's a program called Stop the Bleed. We train it. Other organizations train it. It was designed by the Department of Homeland Security in concert with the Department of Defense to save lives. And so let me encourage you, folks. I hope this kind of information is helpful to you, because it's kind of happening everywhere now. It's happening in shopping malls. It's happening on buses. It's happening in homes. It's happening in public places, in grocery stores. Violence is here. And my hope and prayer is that the good people would rise up, would train well, would prepare well, and stand ready to act. Because I know you, like me, I want to be part of a solution. I want to see us unified as a nation. But I'm also not going to sit back and watch evil take over. Not on my watch, and I hope not on your watch. So I hope that's helpful, folks. I hope and pray that you get some things that you can at least think about, put into practice. And most importantly, I hope and pray that you and your family are safe. Stay safe out there, and we'll see you next time.